USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Just one day before a historic House impeachment vote, the president is blasting Democrats who've accused him of abusing his power, writing in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, they're the ones guilty of abuse of power and perversion of justice.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax.
He also said in the letter that the phone call with Ukraine's President Zelensky was totally innocent, and that there was more due process in the Salem witch hunt trials. Not long after the letter was sent, the president told reporters he will take no responsibility for becoming just the third American Chief Justice to be impeached. He says he's done nothing wrong. Other Democrats, like Jamie Raskin, disagree with that assessment.
Overwhelming evidence that the President of the United States has committed high crimes and misdemeanors.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
When the impeachment process goes to the Senate next year, no witnesses will be called, as Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had requested. The announcement was made by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He made clear he disagreed with several of the proposals that were in the letter, or to even send the letter at all. He said he wanted to have a sit-down to try and work out a bipartisan resolution on the way forward in the Senate. Schumer fired back at McConnell.
It's probably not because the evidence is going to help their case. It's because they're trying to cover up.
Dozens of tornadoes and other storms left a trail of destruction across the southeast. Homeowners in hard-hit places like Louisiana were able to get a look at the damage. Governor John Bel Edwards.
Most of the damages here in Rapides Parish, where approximately 100 homes have been impacted, 10 are practically destroyed, another 40 very, very seriously damaged.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More people are building new homes, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Home building rose more than expected for November, with permits for home construction at a 12-year high. Lower mortgage rates continue to boost the housing market and support the broader economy. Housing starts rose by 3.2%, and approximately 1.3 million units were built last month. Building permits increased to a rate of nearly 1.5 million units in November, the highest level since May of 2007. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More people are coming down with the flu. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports it's not too late to get your flu shot.
In USA News for Your Health, the flu virus surfacing in many states, but especially in the South. Dr. Belkis Pimentel, a family physician with Kaiser Permanente in Atlanta, Georgia.
The Southeast is mostly impacted. It is now starting to creep into the Northeast also, and all of the West Coast is also impacted.
And even though we are midway through December, Dr. Pimentel says it's not too late to get the flu shot.
And you should get it as soon as possible. It is not too late. It does take 2 weeks for it to work. So as soon as you can get it, you should get the vaccine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.